When you are grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears. This is a quote from Tony Robbins, and it is going to set the tone for this episode. If you are new here, welcome back. My name is Sam, host of the Sam Altieri Show. I'm so excited to be delivering you a series called the Six Figure Series, which are going to be a span of episodes, the next four episodes, this episode, and the last one, that are going to be teaching you the fundamentals to scaling your business to six figures and beyond in a way that feels absolutely incredible to your body, to your mind, to all of it. So last episode, if you didn't listen to, was setting the foundations of self-love and self-care and taking care of yourself as an entrepreneur. This truly is the fundamentals for scaling a business, for doing anything, really. It's actually about self-respect, self-love, self-trust, and keeping those promises to yourself in your own personal life. And then that just shows up in your business, right? So start with you. So make sure you go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. But today we are going to talk about building an abundance mindset and having a mindset that is success oriented and process oriented. Before I dive into all of the juicy content, I want to remind you that on Wednesday, February 7th, I am hosting a free class called the 100K Blueprint. And this is going to be everything that I did to get to my first six figures. And I'm going to be teaching you the six simple steps to scale to 100K and beyond with ease. So make sure you sign up. The link is going to be in the show notes of this episode. It's also in my Instagram bio. And you can shoot me a DM on Instagram at Sam Altieri if you're having any problems signing up. I know there's been a few of you that have had like issues with a sign up link or whatever. So just shoot me or my team a message and we'll get you taken care of. Okay. So without further ado, let's dive into the juice of this episode. Welcome to the Sam Altieri Show. I'm your host, Sam Altieri, and I'm an intuitive business and wealth activator, an empowerment coach, and a speaker. I know that you are an aspiring or current entrepreneur who's ready to go big, and I can help you get out of your own way, show up unapologetically, and create wealth from the inside out. So if you're ready to wake up your potential in all parts of your life and business, let's jump into the episode. So as I was writing some notes down before I hit record on this episode, I got a message from one of my clients, and I thought it was so perfectly timed because it's exactly the content that I was going to be sharing in this episode. And she asked me, she said, "I'm feeling super in scarcity mode right now. Any tips to get out of that?" And so I really thought about this because I've been in a position where I have made a lot of money and have noticed moments of scarcity. And then there's been moments in my journey where I've barely had any money, but I have felt so abundant, so grateful. And so what I realized and what I have really come to understand in working with now over like 2,000 clients and helping so many of them scale their businesses is that an abundance mindset is a practice, it's a muscle, and it's really underneath everything. It is the determining factor whether you will succeed or not. Right? I like to say business is about 90% mindset and 10% skill set. Most people are so focused on trying to get the skill sets, which I am a huge proponent of investing in yourself and learning new skills. And also so much of business and is mindset. And so what I want to do today is I want to talk with you about cultivating this abundance mindset, right? Cultivating a mindset that looks for opportunities, that is long-term oriented, that trusts the process, that focuses on delivering and giving value, that really is not ego-driven, but that is heart-driven, and is really willing to share and to give and to be of service and to be from a place of generosity. So before I get into the teaching of it, I want to share with you kind of a story that will anchor in all of these teachings about abundance. So when I first started, as I was starting my coaching business, my main priority was giving. Like, I just wanted to get the information out into the world. I had gone through my own weight loss journey and weight loss transformation, and I felt so good in my skin, and I felt so strong. And I was looking around at so many people that were unhappy. They were unhappy in their body. They were unhappy with themselves. They didn't love themselves. And, you know, this is a very common thing, right? To be lacking self-love and to approach ourselves and our lives and our businesses, everything with judgment, right? With judgment and shame and guilt and really heavy emotions. And so I was working on self-love and getting healthier and taking care of myself. And as I began to get stronger and more confident, I had so much just joy sharing the information, sharing the knowledge. And so what I really was focusing on is the joy that was oozing out of me to get this information out into the world. To be honest, when I started my business, I wasn't trying to hit a certain financial milestone, and I wasn't trying to make money. It was almost like I was like, oh yeah, like I want to get compensated for this, but I didn't have these like insane financial lofty goals. It was more like I was really operating from a place of heart and soul and mind body like congruence, right? Like I really wasn't trying to get anywhere. I was focused on how good can the process feel, which was completely an abundance mindset. I didn't know the term at the time, but that's what it was. So the way that I approached this was that I showed up every single day on social media starting in 2018. And I committed to posting something on social media every single day for that year, 365 days in a row. I made a promise to myself that I was going to be of service and I was going to get my ego out of it. I was going to get the perfectionist out of it. I was going to stop doing this whole thing with imposter syndrome and letting fear hold me back and letting doubt hold me back and letting comparison hold me back and all of this. And I was just going to fucking go for it. And at the time, I was not following anyone at all that was telling you what to do. So this is going to be one of my first tips is unfollow anyone who makes you feel behind, who makes you feel like you need to do something other than you want to do, and actually trust yourself. I think I had this naivety that really served me in scaling my business to six figures quite quickly in the first like year of going full term in my business, because I wasn't comparing myself to anyone else. I was really focused on giving, serving, and creating as much value as possible. To me, it was never, ever, ever about the outcome. I was not attached to the outcome because I didn't even have an outcome in mind. And this is one of the keys. This is one of the keys to happiness, to, you know, being actually fulfilled in your life is enjoying the day-to-day and enjoying the journey. And I can say that there's been moments in my business where I have attached to an outcome, where I have tried to create X amount of dollars in a month, and I felt the scarcity. I felt the contraction. And so what I want to invite you to do is if you are doing this right now, if you are trying to hit a certain amount of money in a month, instead of doing that, yes, you can set the intention that that's what you want. I think I shared with you all that my next big like milestone is like, first of all, stabilizing $50,000 a month, but then scaling my business to $100,000 a month. And to me, there's no rush here because I just think rushing creates a lot of chaos. But for me, it's actually about building a legacy. It's about building a body of work I'm proud of. It's about creating a lot of transformation for my clients. And it's really not about me. It's just that I know that I have a lot of work to do in this world, and I'm here to change a lot of lives and make a huge impact. And so I know that that number is inevitable, right? And so for you, if you have a certain amount in mind, great, have it, set it and let it go. Right? Let it go, detach from the outcome, and focus on what you can control and what you can do day to day. So this is where you have to get out of your own way. This is where you have to stop making your business about you, you know? And this is like really the difference between heart-led, and I don't even like to say heart-led because it doesn't even feel right. It's more like, okay, it's like doing business in a way that just feels really good. It's not pressuring yourself into doing something. But what I have found with a lot of my clients, especially those that come to me and they don't have a business or they don't have like a legit, you know, they're not like consistent in their revenue. You know, they've made money here and there, but it's not really consistent. What I have found is that they're not consistent in the revenue because they're not consistent in their content and they're not consistent in selling. Right. And so part of this mindset that you get to adopt is not being perfect, taking aligned, messy action, and just fucking doing it. You know what I mean? I have a one-on-one client right now who has been on and off in her business for a few years, and she came to me because she's like, I just literally want to go all in. I'm like sick of my own stuff, you know? And I was like, okay, then let's go, right? And she had these wobbly moments of like, and I'm like, look, babe, here we go. And I just kind of gave it to her straight. And I was like, you just need to do the thing. you need to stop overthinking. You need to stop going to, oh, maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do this. I'm like, just do what I'm telling you to do and implement, and it will fucking work. I promise you. Okay. And then this happened to another client and another client and another client. And I was noticing this theme of having so many ideas and like half-assing all of them. And I'm like, just pick one thing and go all in. Right. So part of this abundance mindset is really focusing on what you can control, but also focusing on doing one thing and doing it well over and over and over and over and over and over again. Right. We're going to dive into the depths of like what to focus on in the next episode. But for now, what you need to remember is that abundance is a state cultivated within. It's not a number in your bank account. Like, at all. I have had conversations with many, many successful, wealthy people, or I'm going to say rich people, and they feel very empty and very unhappy and very fulfilled, and they are in scarcity, even though they're making a shit ton of money. So I just don't want you to pedestalize money, and I don't want you to think that money is going to solve all your problems. Yes, money does solve problems, and yes, money does create freedom, which can create happiness, but remembering that no amount of money will ever cure the mindset of scarcity and lack, right? So another practice that I do, I used to do this daily, and I'm getting back into it probably in the last like week or so since jumping into the van and really just deciding how I want my life to be this year, is gratitude, is really focusing on what I have been doing well and what I am grateful for, and also giving gratitude for the things I haven't even yet received. So this is a really fun thing. Say you're, I polled my audience on social media. If you guys aren't following me on Instagram, please go follow me because I share a lot of stuff over there. But I polled my community on Instagram the other day, and I asked, like, where are you headed? Where are you scaling to? And the majority of people said consistent $10,000 months. And I was like, okay, great. Amazing. So what I would invite you to do is in your journal, write, I'm grateful for $10,000 months, right? I'm grateful for them. And literally feel what it feels like in your body to experience creating 10K months, right? And then start to just let yourself feel the magic and the expanse and the abundance that happens in your body when you close your eyes and visualize it, right? Because part of this work, part of building a business, is not just the business side. It's also the embodiment and getting your like nervous system and your mind on board, right? Because this is why a lot of people sabotage, is they'll make money, but then they won't know what to do with it, or they won't feel safe holding it. And so I want you to act and tell yourself, I'm becoming the woman who's making 10K months, right? Or, oh my God, I'm so grateful I'm making 10K months. And you can start to go on these like rampages and tangents and delusional statements, right? And feel the gratitude for everything you do have. I think a lot of times we look around and focus on what we don't have. And that's just because our minds are wired that way. Your mind has a negativity bias. It's literally wired to look for what's wrong in life, in business, to look for what's not working, to point out faults, right? To look at, oh, this person, ugh, gross. Or, oh, I'm not making this, I'm only making this, right? And to completely diminish your accomplishments. And the way to get back into abundance around this is gratitude. Okay, is gratitude. I even noticed, you guys, that like in January, I was like, oh my gosh, I've only made X dollars. I had this thought, right? Because I'm a human. And I was like, oh, this is an invitation for me to drop into gratitude. Yikes, right? And it's just a switch. And then the second I switched into gratitude, I was like, so I made like my yearly salary in a month and I'm over here complaining? What? It's funny how human we all are. It doesn't matter, right? So it really is, though, up to you to notice when you are feeling constricted around money or around your business or around what you've accomplished, and focus on abundance. And you can do this through a gratitude practice, writing things down, and not just writing it down to move on, but writing it down to actually feel the gratitude, right? Part of all of this is what your frequency is, right? Like what you're vibrating at. So feel the gratitude. Second, you can do what I like to call like a five senses reality thing, where you are kind of like anchoring into your present moment, where you do like, okay, what can I see that I'm grateful for? What can I hear that I'm grateful for? What can I taste? What can I smell? What can I touch that I'm grateful for? And it grounds you back into the present moment, making you realize, oh my God, take a look around. If you added up all the monetary value, if you took a look outside at nature, you would see truly how abundant this universe is. But because our minds are wired for survival and they are fear-based, if we do not master our minds, we will go into lack and scarcity, right? And so something that I've cultivated within myself is this abundance mindset. And this is one of the primary pillars that I'm going to be teaching in the 100K Blueprint, is building an abundance mindset, right? It's required, or else you will go into comparison. You'll be go into fear. You will avoid failure. You will avoid risk. You will avoid just doing it wrong, right? You have to lean in to this bravery and this courage that's required to grow a business, right? You have to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to put yourself in the room. You have to think big. You have to embrace risk, right? And without that, you will play small and stay stuck in this limited lack mentality, right? And a huge, like I said, if 90% of business is a mindset, then that's where we need to focus your attention. Like, that's the juice, right? So I want to cover, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. So 6 of these patterns, which I've addressed kind of throughout the storytelling of this episode, but 6 of these patterns are really, I believe, the primary things that hold most entrepreneurs back. And so you can kind of just do a mental checklist of like, how many are you allowing yourself to hold on to? And then you can reframe them. Okay. So number one is perfection, and having like this all or nothing, like if it's not perfect, if it's not right, I'm not going to do it. Or saying to yourself, like, I don't know how to start. Okay. First of all, just start messy. It's going to feel uncomfortable, because if you're anything like me, you were a perfectionist, but perfectionism is not hot. Perfectionism is just classy procrastination, and it's a way for you to avoid doing something because you don't want it to be not good enough. Okay, so can we just let that go? You are good enough right now, and you need to start where you are, period. Okay, I still have moments at this phase in my business. I've created over 7 figures in my company where I'm just like, oh, and I notice the perfection, and then I tell myself, good enough is good enough. And then I fucking full send it, okay? So perfection. Number 2 is imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome, I actually believe imposter syndrome is something that a lot of people say, like, oh, like, it's going to show up at any level, blah, 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 blah. That might be true, you know? But what I believe is that when we actually look at all the evidence for why we are ready and are the expert, imposter syndrome kind of dissipates. I have heard from a lot of people, oh, I think I need to get another certification. Oh, I think I need to, I'm not ready to teach. I don't have enough experience. And when you actually just journal it out and write down why you are ready, you have so much evidence to support the opposite. So again, anytime you have one of these beliefs that's not making you feel good, create the opposite belief. Have beliefs that support the life you want, not the life you don't want, right? Make sure your mind is serving you. Because your mind is literally a servant to you. But if you let your mind run the show, you will not move forward. Mindset is so key. It's so key. Okay, so we got perfection, imposter syndrome. Number 3 is people pleasing. You just can't be a people pleaser. I mean, you have to say no. You got to set boundaries. You got to charge. You got to do the things. You cannot be scared to outshine people. You know, if people get triggered, that's on them. It's not your responsibility. Let them have their experience. But you owe it to yourself to shine bright and really own what you do know. Okay. Number 4 is self-doubt. I believe that self-doubt starts to dissipate when we just keep showing up for ourselves and you just start building that momentum. The last program I taught inside of The Current was called Momentum, and it's all about literally celebrating yourself every single day and keeping track of what you have accomplished. And this creates massive, 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 massive amounts of confidence, right? As I celebrate my wins more and more and more, I gain more and more momentum. I gain more and more self-belief, right? And I'm completely unapologetic about the fact that I believe my spaces are the best spaces, and I want you to have that same belief too. Right? Like this really embodied confidence that's, there's a little bit of humility in like, you're not an asshole about it, but that you know that what you have to offer is the best. Okay, so that's how you really blast your self-doubt. Number five is comparison. This, I believe, is perpetuated so much by social media, and this is why I have done a huge unfollowing spree. I really don't follow any business coaches. Like, I know that I teach business, but I wouldn't even consider myself that. If anything, I'm just here to remind you who the fuck you are and empower you to go after what you want and to give you the tools and the frameworks and teach you how I did it, right? And really be your guide. But I would really, really, really recommend not following anyone who makes you feel like shit, not following anyone who makes you feel like you don't have the answers or that you're behind or that you need something that you don't have. Like, no, you don't need anything. No, that's coming from a place of lack. So let go of the comparison, put yourself in a tunnel, and just heads down, focus on your journey, where you are, and you will catch so much momentum from celebrating yourself and not looking at what other people are doing and focusing on you, okay? And then the last one is a fear of putting yourself out there, looking stupid, failing, you know, and getting rejected, being abandoned. All of these are very valid. Everything, all of this is very valid, and it's just up to you to have your own back, like truly, to put yourself out there anyways, to let fear be with you, but be in the passenger seat, not the driver's seat of your life, right? To know, guess what? You're going to fail. You are going to fail. And that's part of what makes a really fucking dope ass an entrepreneur is they've failed so many times, but they've succeeded more. Right? Like truly, you can't have the success you want without failing, without messing up, without trying things. You don't get to have the reward of success without failure, risk, putting yourself out there, messing up, getting yourself into the room. It just doesn't happen. Like it literally, it's not possible. And I'm not saying this for you to be like, oh, okay, challenge accepted. It's just like, no, I want to teach you that failure is part of the game. Like, and I think honestly, the only way you can fail is if you don't do something. If you just sit there and you just watch your life go by and you just wait till you're ready, wait till blank, wait till you have the money, wait till I don't know what, but you have the ability to do something right now. And this goes full circle back to the beginning of this episode, which is abundance mindset is focusing on what you can control, focusing on how you show up and meet every single day, focusing on what you can give. And I truly believe that you will never, ever, ever be scarce when you are focused on serving, like truly. Okay. I truly do believe that money is never the goal. I love money. I know that you love money. You want to make a lot of money, but rather than focusing on money, focus on pursuing the things you love doing and do them so fucking well that people can't stop watching and people can't stop taking their eyes off you and people can't help but invest in you or, you know, follow along your journey or support you. Like, you will get everything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. And truly, that is my mission. It's like, yeah, the money that I make is a byproduct of all that I'm doing to create more and more value. That's my goal, is to help as many people as possible. I think ever since really learning like about being an impact-driven entrepreneur, and that's just how I started my business, like I didn't even really have any concept or clue of like how much freedom was out there. But I truly believe that that's what helped me scale my business to six figures so quickly, because I was focused on helping other people get what they want. And at the time, that was helping them achieve their fitness and health goals. And now it's about helping you achieve your business and wealth and just like happiness goals, right? And doing it in a way that feels really good to you, right? But at the end of the day, abundance is not something that you acquire. It's something that you tune into. And at any time, you can be either dialed into the frequency of lack and scarcity or dialed into the frequency of abundance. I like to think about it like a little radio station. And if you're feeling that contracted, like, ugh, oh my God, or you're spiraling or you feel like you're playing small or whatever, come back to abundance. Come back to changing your little radio dial into abundance, right? Find gratitude and actually this is the most magnetic thing, because the universe really does give you more when you are grateful for what you have. But as Abraham Hicks has said many times, this quote changed my life, right? You will never be given more if you are not grateful for what you already have. The key to more is gratitude, right? And when you choose to hold on to gratitude for something that you don't yet see in your physical reality, like, you know what's going to happen. You're like, oh my God, I know what's happening. And you hold that and you come back to that, it will happen. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time, okay? So this is part two of the six-figure series. Like I said, sign up for the 100K Blueprint. Whether you're listening to this before the 7th or after, it doesn't matter. You can still catch the replay. You can come live. They're both experiences are going to be absolutely amazing. I cannot wait to elaborate on all of this further and really teach you the mindset, the energetics, the practical piece, right? To feel completely unstoppable in life, in business, and scale your business to six figures and beyond. So I love you. Thank you so much for being here. And as a last little sentiment, I just want to say it helps the show so much when you subscribe. I know that so many of you have been subscribing and leaving podcast reviews. I shared inside of the welcome email for signing up for 100K Blueprint, when you sign up and you share the graphic and you rate the podcast and send a screenshot of it to my team, you are entered to win a one-on-one session with me. So I would not sleep on this. This is a really wild, easy way to get my eyes on your business in a one-on-one capacity. And if you have seen the reviews and just the words from the women that I have done these sessions with, they are just like absolutely blown away with how much value. And they're like, oh my God, this was like the best business investment I've ever fucking made. And I'm like, I'm so glad. That is my goal. Like, I really am here to just help you out as much as possible. So make sure that you enter the giveaway. This is a really easy carrot to knock off your list. And I cannot wait to see you and the almost 200 of you that have signed up for the 100K Blueprint on the 7th. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. And I will catch you on next week's episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Sam Altieri Show. I am so excited to hear what your biggest takeaways were. I want to connect with you more. So please find me on Instagram at Sam Altieri, and I will be sharing even more content to unleash your most unapologetic expression and also create a wildly wealthy life and business. If you want to be entered to win a free one-on-one business and wealth activation session with me, you just have to take a moment to leave a rating and a review of this podcast and just send my team a quick screenshot. Your support means the freaking world to me, and it really helps the podcast reach more women who are ready to show up unapologetically and create a wildly wealthy life and business. All the details for the giveaway can be found in the show notes of this episode, and I cannot wait to talk to you soon.